Now, for a little punditry about last night's debate, we'll note that instant polls done after the debate found that Mr. Kerry had won, but our regular debate team has been National Review contributing editor Jonah Goldberg and Jacob Weisberg, the editor of Slate. Here's Jacob.
Jonah, I appear to be an outlier on this debate. Before I was subjected to any of the spin or anybody else's opinion, my view actually was that Bush won pretty decisively. I thought he was very strong, very personable, very appealing, particularly on the values questions that came towards the end of the debate, like the faith question, like the personal question about the women in your life.
What is the most important thing you've learned from these strong women?
To listen to them. To stand up straight and not scowl.
That doesn't appear to be the majority opinion, but that was what I thought immediately afterwards. How about you?
I had the exact same reaction, and so did most of the people in the room. I was watching it in Ohio. I thought that if this had been the first debate, Bush would be up 5-6 points, and Kerry would be in real trouble. And I think one of the reasons, this is my own personal theory, one of the reasons why we're outliers is because most of the pundits are relying on these flash polls, and I think these flash polls ask a wrong question in a way. They ask, who was the better debater? And I think John Kerry just looks like a debater. He talks like a debater. He sounds like a debater. But I think they would say, if you gave him a chance, I like George Bush more. And I think that George Bush may not be the better debater, but he was the more likable guy. He was the better, more genuine guy. And I thought John Kerry had his worst night that I've seen in any of these debates.
That's interesting, Jonah. On the other hand, I think what both of us are doing with that interpretation to some extent is projecting the view of some assumed viewer and not giving our own reactions. Because the truth is, I thought Bush did well on style, but when it comes to the substance of the answers, I tend to agree with Kerry, and I thought he was better on most of the points. I'm just imagining people who maybe haven't made up their minds, who aren't as versed in policy issues as the two of us are, and I'm sort of assuming that they would have liked Bush for these stylistic reasons.
That is the metaphysical dilemma of punditry, where, you know, if I was going to score this debate on who I agreed with on the substance, I would side with Bush on almost every one because I'm a conservative. You know, my position on this election has always been that I thought that Bush had this huge advantage because he was the more likable guy, that John Kerry just looks like a guy who was born in pinstripes, and he acts like it. And the problem with the first debate, and even to a certain extent the second debate, was that Bush wasn't more likable. The scowling, the defensiveness made him seem like the less likable guy, and John Kerry got to fix a lot of his problems about seeming inconsistent and flip-flopper. He kind of ironed out a lot of that stuff. In this one, George Bush just seemed like he could talk confidently and easily about his own core convictions, and John Kerry looked like he had to scan his little mental hard drive whenever he was asked about anything about values or his own personal convictions. And on the substance, I thought Bush scored quite a few points. I thought Kerry was very good at pandering to women on a few questions, particularly affirmative action and minimum wage.
If we raise the minimum wage, which I will do over several years to $7 an hour, 9.2 million women who are trying to raise their families would earn another $3,800 a year.
That's what I mean, Jonah. We say Kerry did a great job pandering, and you actually admire that. You think that scored points in the debate when really you don't admire him much for pandering at all. The other point I want to make, though, is that I do think Bush looks much worse in the full context of the three debates because he actually made Gore's mistake from last time around. He may have been much more personable and appealing last night, but he projected a very, very inconsistent personality. And Bush, whose, you know, comparative advantage is supposed to be that he has a consistent character and, you know, is who he is, actually was not who he was. He was three different people in those three debates.
I don't think that it's all that analogous because Al Gore was still something of an unknown quality. No one thinks that George Bush has an ever-changing personality. The charge against him is not that he's a chameleon in the way it was with Gore, and so I'm not sure that the average person picks all that stuff up.
But the converse of that is that Kerry projected a consistent personality through to the debates, and maybe he was up in some of the debates more and down some of them more, but he seemed consistent and I think presidential. If you saw this guy for the 4.5 hours of the three debates, you come away thinking, sure, maybe he was born in pinstripes, maybe he's a little dull, but this is a guy who knows what he's talking about, who's competent, who's consistent, who has a steadiness that I didn't necessarily know he had before those debates.
I think there are a lot of people who said, hey, you know, John Kerry did pretty well last night, but George Bush was sort of my kind of guy, and I think he's sort of the kind of guy who's on my side. I'd like to have a beer with that guy. I'm not saying that this is necessarily the best thing about American politics. It shouldn't be strictly a popularity contest, but you know, John Kerry came across as a guy that I think a lot of people don't want to spend the next 4 years listening to.
Yeah, and I think Bush came off as the kind of guy who a lot of people don't want running the country.
Opinion from our debate watching team, Slate editor Jacob Weisberg and National Review contributing editor Jonah Goldberg.